Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest won a bronze medal at last year's World Junior A Challenge, is back behind the bench this year. Join us now as the head coach and general manager of the BC Hockey League's Alberni Valley Bulldogs, Joe Martin. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Gino.
So you're back for your third year behind the bench for Team Canada West at the upcoming World Junior A Challenge. This time it's in Dawson Creek, BC, but this time you're a head coach. What's the pressure feel like, Joe?
Good question. I don't feel it right now, honestly. I think we got a great staff, and the roster for camp has got a great mixture on it. And I, like you just said, I've been around it for a couple years. When we get behind the bench, when it becomes real, I'm sure that the feeling will change a little bit. But we have a good group of guys that once we start playing, I think that is just going to be a lot of fun. A lot of work to do, but I think the players will take it off me, that's for sure.
You got a lot of work ahead of you, though. Canada West is holding its selection camp December 1st to 3rd in Calgary. 23 of the 44 players invited to Team Canada West camp are from the BCHL. But you've got to try to whittle this roster down in a real short period of time with some players you haven't seen an awful lot. How do you go about doing something like this? Sounds like a huge task.
Yeah, it's a big task. The a lot of work that this year with the staff has been put in prior. I wouldn't say that there's guys that are on the roster right now 100%, but they're definitely, their names are in pencil. I mean, there's a reason why Hockey Canada has us going around and watching different showcases and watching different leagues. And this year we're not skating on the Sunday. We're just skating on Monday, Tuesday at camp. So it's even shorter, focusing on our rest and, doing some meetings, getting on the same page. So a lot of work's been done prior. We think we have a real good group that's coming to the selection camp, and the last, remaining spots or the few spots will be made out of camp for sure. And we're ready for surprises. I mean, if guys come in and they earn a spot, then, that's exciting. And that's what we're looking for.
You mentioned the word showcase. I want to follow up on that. The World Junior Championship that goes on at Christmas time is basically a showcase of guys who've, most of them have been already drafted by NHL teams. And this is an opportunity to get them to play best on best. The World Junior A Challenge, a lot of the kids who are there are undrafted players. And they've had a lot of success because this tournament's produced 230 kids who've gone on from this tournament to go on and be selected in the NHL entry draft. How much is that in the back of your mind that you understand winning is one thing, but what you're trying to do is showcase a lot of great undrafted talent out there?
Yeah, I think that it comes naturally with the group that we've produced over the years and the other countries too. You're going to have a couple of older players, and sometimes those older players are guys that get drafted out of college or not so drafted, but they get a sniff at a tryout, or they sign in free agency. And so there's a lot of players, regardless if they're in the draft year or not, that are tracked from an event like this. Cause like you just said, it is best on best. It is a good measuring stick. Every team, I remember the Russians last year with Pod Colson and others on that team, but he was outstanding. The USA team was outstanding and numerous picks. We had a good team, and we lost in the semis, but a lot of players, got their name on that list and their name picked in June, and some of those players are returning back with us. So it's, I guess, to get back to your question, I think it is important that we showcase the guys, but we do believe if we, if we come at it with a team approach and we're focused on trying to win a hockey game, we are showcasing their best talent.
I want to put the spotlight on you. We're in conversation with Joe Martin, the head coach and general manager of the BCHL's Alberni Valley Bulldogs. Last season, you were named the BCHL Coach of the Year with the Merritt Centennials. This past offseason, you signed a multi-year deal to become the head coach and GM with the Bulldogs. What's that transition been like for you? And how important are experiences like this World Junior A Challenge and shifting teams and taking on the management role as well as the head coach in your own personal development as a coach in the game?
It's been the start of the transition. Moving to Vancouver Island is definitely different than the interior of BC. Division's different, travel's different. My family, we had to move a couple times when we were here. We finally settled just before the... Actually, we settled in October while I was on the road, actually. So things are a little bit different. But getting used to it here. I mean, the team, we started off 3-8. Since then, we've been 10-2. So I think, you know, getting the culture to what my assistant Brandon Shaw and I, you know, like to have around, getting the team on one page has taken time. But we've got a tremendous group, and our leader Mitch Steelstra, our captain, has been leading the way start to finish. And I think that you know, we're trending in the right direction. And obviously, with our record, it shows that. But a lot of players are having individual success and are getting scholarships and are being noticed. I mean, our goaltender Glassford has been, you know, on the watch list and is coming to World Junior A Challenge. Spiridakis is coming to World Junior A Challenge. So some players are reaping some benefits for sure. The difference, I think, for me is the ownership here has been outstanding and very supportive. They're in Victoria, but they come to Port Alberni throughout the season, and you know, are working on different initiatives to be more in the community. And that's kind of what I'm about. And we had that in Merritt. It's just, we have that, I think, times 10 here. It's just it's a bigger, more holistic approach to the whole hockey team and the whole culture of what's happening here in Port. So it's a very exciting time. It's a good start, year one, of my contract. And, you know, I think the experiences that I've gained with working with different people at the World Junior A Challenge and the people that I've been connected to, I mean, interviews with you guys at the National Hockey League, guys in colleges, and the other staff that are still in this league or the Western League or wherever, they've been great for feedback and great for leaning on to try different things. So Hockey Canada, I owe a lot to just, you know, to keep me involved for 4 years now, and looking forward to capping it off this year in Dawson Creek.
Well, Joe, doing what you're doing means a lot of sacrifices, but it's a lot sweeter when it comes to success as well. Congratulations on all you've done, and good luck.
I appreciate it. Have a good day.
That was Alberni Valley Bulldogs head coach and general manager Joe Martin, who will also be behind the bench for Team Canada West in the upcoming World Junior A Challenge. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.